Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting third. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Vail. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larvell Blanks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Pruitt. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Horace Speed. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The center fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The DH, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Naorodny. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Orta. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive towards third. Soderholm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr bunts towards third. Bell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Garr moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. Garr moves to third. Bannister moves to second. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garr tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Bannister trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Kravick covering, for the out. One out. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Blanks reaches second base with a double. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Naorodny moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waits spins and fires to second, with Verizer covering, and Naorodny is picked off. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Pruitt and he is safe. Horta steals second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bannister. Bell reaches second base with a double. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-1 in the game. Vale strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Nordhagen moves to second. One out. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nairodny hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with weights covering, for the out. Nordhagen moves to third. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horta strikes out. Pruitt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Horta out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0-for-1 in the game. Speed is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornton. The throw from Nairodny and he is out, Horta applying the tag. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-2 in the game. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta misplays the ball. That's an error on Horta. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Norris now playing right field. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Pruitt and he is out, blanks applying the tag. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pruitt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blanks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nayarodny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0 for 2 in the game. Speed strikes out. There goes Pruitt. The throw from Nayarodny to second, and Pruitt is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nayarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nayarodny is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nayarodny hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Henry Cruz now playing center field. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Thornton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Nayarodny fields it and throws to first for the out. Verizer moves to second. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Henry Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Waits covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning pinch hits for Ron Pruitt. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kessinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.